News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
Looks like some really good news for the folks in Seeley Lake this morning. Good morning, everyone. It's Montana Morning. It's Wednesday, September the 6th, 2017. Right now, we have 51 degrees under a very smoky sky. We have an air quality alert. Air quality throughout Missoula County right now is rated as unhealthy. Our newscast this morning, sponsored by First Montana Bank, your home for free centennial checking, unlimited cash back every time you use your debit card. Looks like the Seeley Swan High School students might not be spending much more time at the Paws Up Resort in Greeno after the Missoula County Sheriff's Office reduced the evacuation order to a warning for hundreds of addresses, including the elementary and high schools. The Sheriff's Office announced last night the area includes all homes east of Highway 83, south of Cedar Creek Road to Whitetail Drive, homes along Airport Road to the top of High School Hill, and homes north of Whitetail Drive to Dolly Varden, including Black Bear Drive. So that's the addresses that have been allowed to go home. Just earlier this morning, about 4 o'clock, KGVO News spoke with Renita Ruth, an employee at Corey's Valley Market in Seeley Lake, who said between 400 and 500 residents have already returned or are preparing to return to their homes.
I think about 420, 430 were able to go home out of over 1,000. Yes, it does include the schools.
Ruth said she did not know what the plans were to reopen the Seeley Swan High School, but that spirits are high in Seeley Lake.
I hadn't really heard if they wanted to continue at Paws Up for this week and then start next week. I really hadn't heard for the high school, but I did hear the grade school will wait and open on Monday. A lot of people very happy. And the ones that haven't been able to go home, what I've heard is they're happy for the ones that are and they're looking up.
KGVO will check with MCPS Communications Director Hatton Littman for an official timeline as to when the students might return to the high school. As of yesterday, they were being bused to the Paws Up Resort. And the Rice Ridge Fire, of course, near Seeley Lake, has exploded the past couple of days as it merged with the Reef Fire and is now nearly 120,000 acres in size. Fire Information Officer Mike Cole said the costs of fighting the Rice Ridge Fire are also exploding.
Well, it's going up pretty high. It's pushing $31 million now. So I would say if it keeps going the way it's been burning, it's going to equal or exceed the Bolo Peak Fire because it has a lot of area to cover when it's been getting up with the wind. It's been burning, thousands of acres per hour at times.
The Lolo Peak Fire is currently the most expensive fire ever fought by an incident management team in Montana. It crossed the $30 million mark over a week ago. Cole, who has worked on both fires, believes the Lolo Peak Fire also poses more danger to homes.
Just because of the way the fires burn in the Bitterroot, they usually move down those canyons and out into the valley if they get any kind of wind behind them. Luckily, we've a little more protected here in Seeley Lake. That doesn't mean that you can't have squirrely winds up behind the town here. But you don't have that big effect that you have from those westerlies topping out over the Bitterroot Crest and draining down into those valleys where they can pick up speed before they come out the mouth of the canyons.
Both fires have been significantly impacted by thick smoke and an inversion early this week, which has caused helicopters to be grounded by low visibility at times when they would otherwise be able to help fight those fires. Well, let's talk again about the Lolo Peak Fire. On Sunday, Ravalli County Sheriff Steve Holden announced that hundreds of homes in the path of that fire were under evacuation orders, but as of yesterday, those orders were reduced to a warning status.
In conjunction with Doug Turman's Type 1 team on the Lolo Fire, we were able to lift those evacuation orders that we put in effect on Sunday. The weather event that was anticipated didn't really occur, and they were able to get some really good work done on expanding and making safer some fire lines that had been planned and put in place.
Holden reminded the returning families that they're still under an evacuation warning.
First thing this morning, our first call was to be able to lift that order, pull those roadblocks, and allow people to go back home. Still under a warning status, but it's much safer now, and everybody feels much better about just letting people get back into their houses. And I don't think anybody's more happy than the sheriff's office and this team to get people back home.
There are about 952 homes that are still under evacuation warning status up the Highway 93 corridor. The Lolo Peak Fire has burned over 47,000 acres and has surpassed $38.5 million in fire suppression costs. Well, the Florida coast may seem like a long way away from the Rice Ridge Fire in Seeley Lake, Montana, but Fire Information Officer Mike Cole said the incident management team he works with would normally be called out to help in a case like Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, and big hurricanes like Katrina and Rita, our teams from the Northwest went to Texas and Louisiana, and we were managing evacuation shelters. Our 20-person crews were clearing down trees, opening up roads, just the normal types of things you would not think about. We're all incident teams, so we go to all sorts of events.
An intense fire season in Montana and other western states of this year means the Type 1 incident management teams are locked into fighting wildfires and likely won't be able to shift to hurricane assistance.
Hurricanes is a big one. Teams out in northern Rockies have been going to hurricanes for quite a few years. Evidently, a hurricane approaching the Florida coast, and that's really going to bring a drain on resources. We're already stretched thin in fires in the west. I don't know how that's going to affect what we would normally be doing to assist in hurricane recovery.
Not only are things tight with the Type 1 incident management teams, Cole says an order was placed for a Type 2 team on the Liberty Fire burning between Seeley Lake and Arlee, but there aren't enough resources available, and the order has gone unfilled. Well, let's talk about fires in other areas. The U.S. Coast Guard has closed the Columbia River to all vessel traffic east of Portland because of wildfire activity in the Columbia River Gorge. The Coast Guard said yesterday the closure affecting 20 miles of the river would be in effect overnight to protect personnel and boats from potential hazards created by falling hot ash and firefighting aircraft landing on the water. And people in Oregon covered their faces with scarves to keep from choking ash from wildfires from filling their lungs and wiped the soot from windshields, similar to what longtime residents said they had to do in 1980 during the volcanic eruption of Mount St. Helens. The growing blaze east of Portland in the scenic Columbia River Gorge was one of dozens of wildfires burning in the west that sent smoke into cities from Seattle to Denver, prompting health warnings and cancellations of outdoor activities for children by many school districts. So, we're not alone. Our News Talk time is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station. Smoky sunshine with daytime highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, overnight lows will drop into the 50s. Another smoky day is expected on Thursday with our highs in the mid-80s, near 90 degrees on Friday with a threat of thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for KECI 13.